Back now with Day to Day. In Burma, there's a minority group called the Karen. They've clung to their music at refugee camps and in their new homes in America. Producer Jack Chance recorded some of that music.
The instrument is called a tana. It's a small wooden harp with this haunting bluesy tone.
Lele, lele.
The song is one of those ancient love story tragedies from the times when the Karen people came down the Salween River from Tibet into the lush forests of Burma, back when they were the only people in these mountains. 77-year-old Sentene guides me up a steep path to a makeshift monastery to meet his music students. For the old folklorist, these traditional Karen songs are a way these kids will remember their culture. In addition to the harps, there are handmade mandolins, complicated dance numbers, and a tiny mouth harp through which young lovers whisper sweet nothings to each other. The songs are so soothing. I almost forget that outside these bamboo walls, we're in a refugee camp of more than 40,000 Burmese ethnic minorities and political exiles. These musicians haven't seen their homeland in 20 years. The younger ones were born here, citizens of no country. I hop in a truck heading down the Thailand-Burma border to another refugee camp, hoping to meet more musicians. When I enter the camp, I see a billboard with pictures of hamburgers, Santa Claus, and Joshua Tree National Park. It's sort of a pre-Welcome to America. The United States accepted nearly 14,000 Burmese refugees in 2007, mostly from the Karen ethnic group. More are on their way.
There's not many paddy fields.
I tell them I'm American and can answer their questions. The refugees look at pictures of shopping malls and ask me questions like,
do we need to be afraid of the bomb? Can we work freely?
Or yeah, you can work freely. Don't worry about the bomb, worry about the paycheck.
Many in these camps don't want to resettle to Western countries. But after 60 years of civil war in Burma, most can't go home.
Good evening. I'd like to welcome you to the Karen concert tonight.
A few months later, I meet a group of about 40 Karen refugees who've been resettled to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. A church group is holding a gathering to introduce them to the local community.
Like the United States of America, our country got independence from the British Empire.
A friend of mine runs a small radio station that broadcasts in the refugee camps on the Thai-Burma border. We asked recent arrivals to tell the folks back home about life in America.
These people told us that they have a good situation, better than in refugee camp. They can work freely and they can earn good money, like pocket money.
Some of these people were lucky. After 2 decades in a refugee camp, they found work farming, which was what many Karen did back in Burma. But other refugees, who've never seen snow, end up north of Calgary in their flip-flops.
The weather is very different in Thailand and Burma. Cold season is very hard for them because they didn't have a warm clothes, so it's kind of culture shock. I think it's very hard for them to find that place.
I think they want to show us some Karen instruments.
Often it's the educated, the leaders of the communities who are approved to resettle in Western countries. For those left behind, in refugee camps, and a dwindling patch of forest in eastern Burma, the fabric of their community is fraying, and the military regime, which exiled them, continues to gather power.
Our story was produced by Jack Chance with help from KGLT-FM in Bozeman, Montana, and the new NPR series, Hearing Voices.
The program is produced by Sarah Spivak and edited by Martha Little. The director is Andy Houlihan.
The day-to-day production staff includes Chip Grabo, Steve Proffitt, Christopher Johnson, Nancy Fargali, Sky Rode, Kenya Young, and Catherine Opitz.
Our editors are Jason DeRose, Jacob Conrad, and Jolie Myers. Our technical director is Sean Corey Campbell with engineer Marcia Caldwell.
The day-to-day theme was composed by Greg Smith. The executive producer is Deborah Clark.
Today is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand.